Sarah, tell us what the community can expect from the newly renovated 5 South at Baxter Health.
Thank you so much, Heather. We are so excited to show off the newly remodeled 5 South Surgical Services Unit to our community. We can't thank our donors and our generous community as a whole for participating in making this capital campaign happen. We were able to add 6 new patient rooms to this floor, bringing it to a total of 32 patient rooms where we can deliver amazing care to all the patients in our community. We also were able to expand our waiting room and include a sunroom that has a living wall in it for the patients and the staff to have a nice place to have a relaxing moment. It does have floor-to-ceiling windows that brings in a lot of natural light that we do know will help in the healing process of all of our patients. We are just so excited with all of the remodel and the updates to the unit.
And it's real flowers. If anyone wants to stick their hands in there, they will find that out.
That is correct. There is dirt underneath there. So yes, it's a living wall with plants. Its built-in irrigation system keeps it all fresh and beautiful. So please come up and see it. And we hope that you do enjoy it if you do have a patient on the floor. And bringing the outside in is what we're trying to do.
Of course, depending on what services you have at the hospital, that's kind of where you go within the hospital. What patients will be treated in 5 South?
Yes, it is the surgical services unit. So if you do have a surgery that requires an inpatient stay, that is the floor that you do get admitted to. It has services along with urology, ENT, general surgery, neurosurgery, plastic surgery, to name a few. So it definitely, and orthopedics, I can't leave that one off, one of the big ones. So if you do have any of those surgical services that require admittance, that's where you go.
And nice new comfortable chairs for the family members to sit in. That's always important.
Yes, very important. Along with, you know, the aesthetics that we updated with the paint and the floor, we also updated every single patient room with brand new furniture. So not only are the patients in a nice bed while they're here healing, but also the family members have new chairs, new sleeping recliners, everything. So we hope to make everything comfortable whenever you do have to join us on this floor.
And funded through the generous donations of our community, including the hospital volunteers with the lead gift.
That's correct. We were able to raise through our generous community $1.7 million to complete this renovation. The lead gift being from Baxter Health Auxiliary that started that last July with a $700,000 donation. Throughout the renovation process, they actually donated more for a total of $825,000 for this remodel. On top of that, we had many, many generous donors, both within the community, within our hospital walls, all that worked with the foundation to raise the funds for this.
And what does it mean to the hospital when the foundation can step up and make things like this happen?
It is a tremendous need that the hospital cannot usually do financially. From a financial perspective, it doesn't fall within the budget, but it is something that is desperately needed for a renovation or a remodel. And that's when the foundation gets to step up and ask for the community to step in and help us raise the funds for this, because definitely the hospital can't do this without our help.